So much for Jaffe the child. He didn't last long, did he? What was he? A butterfly thing? A great wave came and took him away. A tiger ate him. Only his head remains lying on the stones. Let it speak. Let it roll around old Ratcliffe Highway, a hungry ghost, roaring its tale for all who will hear. I know why the sailors sing so beautifully on their boats out in the river, why my raw senses wept when I listened in my Bermondsey cot. I found out when I was 15. Tim was a bigwig now. When Bolter got married and moved away, Jamrach had said he was too clever for the yard and too dreamy to work with animals. So me and Cobb and a new boy now did all the dirty stuff, and Tim was an office boy and got more money. He wore a collar to work. His mother starched it for him every night. By this time, we were close. He could still be a swine, but he was just one of those the world forgives. Some are. I didn't speak to him for 3 weeks once, and he couldn't stand it. Came over all noble and upright and faced me like a man. Said I was the best friend he'd ever had, the only real one. Life's short. What can you do? The day we heard about the dragon, he was in the yard with us, bouncing from foot to foot in the cold. Mr. Fledge's man and Dan Reimer had been in the office all morning, hard in talks about something momentous. They'd sent him out so they could be private. "Something's afoot," he kept saying importantly, affecting to know more than he did. There were kiss curls on his forehead, and his eyes were bright. His breath hung on the air. They called him in when Fledge's man left, and 10 minutes later he came running back out.
"I'm going to sea with Dan. We're going to catch a dragon, and we'll be rich."
"There are no dragons," Cobb said.
But Tim babbled on about how Dan knew a man who knew a man who saw one walking out of a forest on an island east of the Java Sea. How Mr. Fledge, who always wanted what no one else had, what no one else had ever had, was now determined to be the first person in the civilized world ever to own a dragon. A ship was leaving in 3 weeks' time, and Tim would be on it, right-hand man to the big hunter, sailing east and still further east till they'd rounded the globe.
"He's gone off his rocker," Cobb said, pointing to the side of his head. "That's what it is."
I pictured a big, flying monster that flaps its wings slowly like a heron, breathes out fire, fights heroes, sits on a hoard of treasure or eats a girl. Very big nostrils, round, the sort you could crawl up like a Bermondsey sewer. I was the one who was good with animals. Everyone knew that. Why wasn't I going?